hit me again, Julian.
Well, I mean, it was cold, the tea. Like, just trying to teach you.
Guys, we just started rolling.
Oh, shit. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, number one person in the UK. The Kat Baker Show. Oh, we also found out we're number one in the Vatican as well. Listened to podcast in the Vatican.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How did you find that out? What was that?
Well, I'm pretty big in the Vatican.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have the body of a 12-year-old boy. So
where do you keep it? In the cupboard.
You send
bits over sometimes.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah, we are joined by comedian Julian Dean, otherwise known as Poolian Dean.
Yeah, how did you know that?
I thought of that one last night.
Oh.
I was writing down sort of, you know,
my
jokes.
Name loads of times.
yeah. And I was like, what could... I was like, think. Julian. Poolian.
Poolian.
Yeah. Were you called that at school?
I don't think so.
Mm.
No.
Were you bullied at school, or were you the bully?
I've had a both sides of it.
Yeah.
What about you?
Both, probably.
What kind of bullying did you do?
I think just like
just beating the shit.
You know,
out
when there's like
birds.
One weird autistic child in the class,
that
and
was,
you all kind of
that was you.
You all kind of roll your eyes or sort of say shut up to them or
throw
whatever.
Boiling water in their face.
Yeah, with sugar
in it.
Yeah, but I was just doing it to survive, you know, survive.
I think that's it. I think that I got bullied a bit. I was a small kid.
Right.
And, you know, I was like, but then, you know, bullying, you get a bit of power, don't you, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
That's why I still do it. That's why.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you bully many people on the sort of comedy scene?
Everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they fear you when they see
mate,
you coming.
They're fucking terrified.
Right. So what have you been up to?
I just went to Pret a Manger.
Oh, I love Pret.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
There was a guy. You know when you see customers that are a bit moody to the people there, and it's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like the guy was like, "Is this oat milk?" And I was like, mate, just chill the tone a bit.
Yeah. To be fair, I haven't been into my Pret recently, but the last time we went in was with Freddie Quinn, and he... he
kicked off.
Yeah, at some guy who was next to us on the table, and his like phone was being really loud and going off. And Freddie didn't kick off, but he went, "Can you turn that off? It's making me want to kill someone." And so he kind of slightly threatened to murder this man.
He's quite violent, is he, Freddie? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was throwing me around the, you know, room during the podcast.
He's quite violent against women and stuff.
He sort of just...
But that's fine. I just meant like with men and things.
Yeah, that's the word.
That's when it gets angry.
Yeah, no, when he arrived, he just... Like, I was like, "Oh, hi, Freddie, how you doing?" He just fucking socked
me in
the
face. So
he grabbed
you by the throat and stuff.
Yeah. Fucking nuts.
He's like that, isn't he?
Yeah.
Are we rolling? Does it matter if that goes out?
That's fine. I think that's fine. I think it's well known on the scene.
It needs his comeuppance anyway.
Yeah. Have you ever been cancelled?
Are you going to say I've never been violent to a woman? When haven't I? No, I don't think so. Cancelled.
No.
I might be one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, what would that look like, though? Like, banned from Twitter, you mean? Or, like, my phone bill cancelled?
Yeah, maybe, I guess when... Oh, so I knew a guy, right? So this is what happens when you get cancelled in as a real person and not, like, a public figure, okay? When I was back in Bristol, there was this guy that my mates were friends with, and he like, I think he
raped you all.
No, he was a sex. He is a sex addict for sure, but he like cheated on his girlfriend loads, but like slept with loads of people he wasn't supposed to sleep with. I guess like girlfriends and co-workers or whatever. But he became so hated, he got chased out of Bristol and had to move out.
Burning torches. Yeah. Is that where you grew up, in Bristol?
No, I was living there for a few years to do my PhD.
Oh, what was your PhD in?
Social policy.
Cool.
Yeah.
You're a doctor.
So I am a doctor.
Cool.
And if you have a medical emergency, I can go lecture to the about hospital. Capitalism.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
That's
social
a joke
policy.
I make.
Yeah, yeah, no, I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of my... I did stand-up for the first time the other day.
How'd it go?
Very well.
That's quite a nice little joke.
Very well, yeah.
I didn't give it much back, but...
Yeah.
I did... No, I like it.
Yeah. Thank you.
How did the stand-up go?
Yeah, fine, yeah. I probably had the best set of the night, but it was a beginner's course.
Oh, well, you did a course?
Yeah, 2-day course.
And you're going to say you had the best set, even though they might be watching.
Yeah, and also, they were all... I think everyone else was there because, like someone had bought it for them as a gift, like, to, like, force them to improve their public speaking.
I bet you were quite confident, were you?
Yeah, so it would have been really bad if I was bad because, like, I do comedy content.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. Have you always been confident? Like, public speaking and stuff?
Have I always been confident? Well, I suppose so. You know, until the thoughts get you down, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you?
Not really. I don't know, in some ways. Not in all ways. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you mind that fire alarm bleeping every 3 fucking minutes?
Are you autistic or something?
I might be. I've got... it's called homophobia. No, not... it's called misophonia. Homophobia. It's called misophonia, where little noises...
Where all the gays are, like, chirping too loudly,
you know,
in the background.
Their camp voices annoy
you.
Yeah,
fucking hell.
I know.
What is that, misophonia? Wait.
That's, you know, like... I mean, I've not been diagnosed, but you know, like, when you're on a train and someone's, like, tapping or biting their nails and it can...
Oh.
You have to... Like, it can... you want to kill them.
So you probably would have also shouted at that guy in Pret who was... Phone was going off.
Not really. Someone did that to me the other day in the gym, in the adult room of the gym, which is like an office.
The adult room.
Yeah, where it's just an orgy. And my phone only, like, a video came on for like 1 second and a woman said, "Excuse me, have you got headphones?" Like, it came off for 1 second.
I love that she nipped it in the bud, because to be fair, I have been on the bus before and, like, I wish I'd said something sooner.
But she just nicked my seat. Like, I came back to go to my nice sofa seat and she was sitting there and she went, "Oh, were you sitting here?" I was like, "Oh, don't worry," and I moved. Like, it's quite nice of me.
Yeah, I guess.
Would you don't think so?
Yeah.
So Google has a pretty interesting definition of misophonia. They use the word extreme. It's an extreme emotional
retardation.
It's an extreme emotional reaction to certain everyday sounds that most people would find relatively easy to ignore.
Right.
I just like the word extreme in there.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say I'd agree with that. Okay. Well, the actual definition. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Julian, for agreeing. Yeah, I think I might have it though.
Okay. What are you doing in the gym at the moment then?
I got back. I've been hitting it quite well for the last few weeks, actually. Just like, do you go to the gym?
Yeah, I go like 4 times a week.
Do you? What do you do?
Weightlifting.
But like a split, like.
Yeah, so I do 2 leg days and then 2 upper body days.
Okay, that's basically. I don't know about 2 leg days, maybe 1 a week.
Can you see that?
No. Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yeah, you can see it enough.
So you don't do any arm days then?
I bloody well do. I'm actually quite hench.
Can you do pull-ups?
No. I can do assisted ones.
That's good though. Do you do them on your upper body day?
Yeah, sometimes. Not often. Yesterday I was trying to do a pistol squat.
Oh, yeah. There's stages you can go to get there.
Yeah.
My mum can do one of them, you know. She's,
what the fuck?
She's 83.
She can do a pistol squat.
I swear to God. Like, I mean, she does it from a chair.
Right.
So, you know, she's not an Olympian, but like, it's quite impressive though.
Okay.
83.
Are you serious?
Yeah. She's a maniac.
What the fuck? Was she like a gymnast when she was younger or something?
No, but she's always been like super, like, just active.
Okay.
Yeah. She walks really fast and stuff. It's crazy.
Where are you from originally?
London, Greenwich, Plumstead. Greenwich mainly, yeah.
What was life like growing up for you?
It was alright, mate. I was a naughty kid.
Really?
Yeah. Expelled. That kind of thing.
The bullied became the bully.
Yeah.
What were you expelled for?
It was a number of things, really. The last... There was like... I was suspended quite a lot for things. Like... and the last thing, I think... I can't remember... The actual last, it was like the last straw to break the camel's back. It was something not massive. But I got sent to Kidbrook School and then I got expelled from there. And then I went to a naughty boys school for my whole fifth year.
Oh, wait, what are they like, the naughty boys school?
I really liked it.
Really?
Yeah. There was only like 15 of us and like about six teachers.
Did you all have sex?
Nah, nearly.
I guess that's more of a boarding school thing.
Yeah, sort of, it's a gay thing.
Yeah, where they all sort of nut in each other's things.
I mean, it was mixed, girls and boys.
Oh.
I did get off with a couple of girls.
Whoa. My God.
But we were allowed to smoke there, no uniform, big table tennis. It was really relaxed because they know we're not going to like follow rules. It was just they didn't have any.
And this was like 1972 or something?
I'm going to walk out. Now this was, I mean, I'm old, didn't I? How old are you?
30.
That's young. How about you?
I'm 39.
39?
How old are you?
10 years older than you.
Oh wow. I think you're the oldest person I've had on this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh no, I had that 50 something year old porn star. That was before
you. Girl or boy?
That was before my time.
And is he still doing porn?
Yeah.
Did he do gay porn as well?
No, he's only ever done straight stuff.
A lot of the gay porn guys are straight, is that right?
Yes. A lot of them are.
To justify my wanking. Yeah, we're all straight.
A lot of the like big earners, there's two routes you can take as a bloke to earn a lot. Let's say on OnlyFans rather than mainstream porn. If you're a bloke to earn money on there, you've either got to be like...
In drag, like trans.
No, you've got to be... either fucking loads of, find lots of women who will fuck you.
Yeah, yeah,
so
no
you get
problem.
A straight male audience.
Sign me up.
Or you do loads of gay shit.
Yeah, it's got to be a bit soul-destroying if you're not gay. Or even if you're gay and doing hetero stuff. Like, if you're not that, it's got to be a bit soul-destroying, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I can't, I have filmed with girls, but
did you like that?
Well, none of it is like real. Well, I mean, you do it, but it's...
But you all orgasm?
No.
You just pretend?
No. Yes.
But do you pretend if it's if it's a man?
But no, I don't. So everything I
Never
post is very, very real.
Again.
Very, very real and very, very ethical. I had to go up to a sex dungeon the other day to film something for Dead Men Talking. And the guy who owned the sex dungeon said he'd just had a porno shot there. And the woman and the man, they had like a bottle full of something that represented cum. Like something like cum,
shampoo
and they shot it out. Yeah, they like shot it out at the end.
I guess they don't, yeah.
Mm.
They wouldn't, yeah, it must be hard to like, especially because in porn they want the man to come a lot.
Yeah.
So they must eat some certain things. Oh. They push cum into their willy first.
Yeah. I mean, we had, who's it? We had Luke Harley of Day, who does porn, and he...
I've never met a porn, like a male porn star.
You've just got to really be able to come on demand, basically. And obviously,
it's got to be hard, man.
It is. And you got, I mean, they all take like Viagra, but even then.
But even with Viagra, I'd imagine, so I've read, that it's harder to come.
Yeah.
You really got to focus in. Yeah. And like, you know, visualize some sick shit.
Yeah.
But does the injections that they talk about, I don't know anything about it. Luke talked about it, and I've heard.
Sure,
it.
You don't.
No, but apparently they. Like,
no, I don't. I mean,
no. They physically inject.
Sure.
But the act of physically injecting something into your penis fills me with dread.
Yeah, what, in the dick.
What, to make it hard?
Yeah.
Apparently. Why? Because the Viagra's aren't so hitting anymore.
It's something like.
It's even quicker than Viagra.
No, yeah, but it's something like. For Viagra to work, you still need to be turned on physically, whereas this shock just makes it hard without actually being turned
on. Man, what a hard job for a man.
Yeah.
Women, not so much.
No, I will say it's a lot. It is, well, unless you're a woman doing like gangbangs or something, I imagine that's very hard work. But
hard work physically, but you know, you can definitely get the job done.
Yeah.
With a man, like the pressure, the cameras, you can't get.
Yeah, the few times I did it, because I don't really.
I can't get a boner if they're like annoying a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a whine to their voice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The few times I filmed it, I had to shut up. Yeah,
because God, I can imagine. Not really.
God. But I put in very little work. Like, I didn't really have to do much.
But women get paid a lot more than men in porn.
Yeah, I don't know how much. Yeah, in the pro porn scenes, yeah.
Yeah.
Because obviously, when it's OnlyFans, you don't get paid.
I might start campaigning for equality.
Yeah. I mean...
But, yeah, so the...
It's like the one industry women earn more than men in.
And modelling, women earn more.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. Should we go? done for the day. Yeah. No, have you ever had to do the, like... comedy for OnlyFans?
No, I haven't.
Mm. Carl did it though, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it is, but he's got an OnlyFans account.
But you just do...
I've got an OnlyFans account as well.
Right, okay.
But I've not put anything on it. It was just a joke in lockdown.
And everyone laughed hysterically, I'm sure.
Yeah. I just tweeted it and that was it. So I'm technically
that's your big launch.
I'm technically an OnlyFans model. Yeah.
Right, okay.
I've not put anything on though.
Yeah, I think they really want people to be going, like they're really trying to make it like Patreon, I feel like. But
I mean, I do, yeah, I don't know.
But like 90% of their income is...
I'll do a wanking one, but not my face. I mean, I wouldn't do that, actually. I'm not proud enough of my dick. If I had like a huge porn dick, I'd be a monster.
Yeah, fuck.
You'd see it everywhere.
Do you think if I was a man, what kind of penis do you think I'd have?
I don't know. Maybe a tiny little circumcised bald one.
Do you think?
I don't know. What kind of penis would I have?
like a chipolata.
Oh, I thought I've got some big dick energy now. I thought I'd fake it well.
I know my dad has one ball.
Does he? How come?
I don't know if it's like one that never came out.
Does it feel weird? just trying to trick you. Yeah, it does. Oops!
I know because my mum told me.
So he might have had an accident or just born like that.
I think maybe he was just born like it.
But he can produce sperm still, obviously.
Well, yeah.
You've got siblings.
Yeah, I've got a brother. He is ginger, though, so I guess the sperm fucked up a bit.
Oh, shit.
At some point, but, you know.
Okay, and does he do porn?
No, he's a youth worker.
Oh, so he does that genre of porn.
Yeah, okay.
Where's he live in Thailand?
Yeah, yeah.
Youth worker. Cool. Nice category.
Yeah, and this is why I'm pretty big in the Philippines. You know, I've got those family connections over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What? But yeah.
So you must
have. Have you ever done any child porn?
I've never known.
No.
Oh, no, once actually. When I, this is, I swear to God, when I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
I got. Oh, I forgot about that little anecdote. Yeah. That's a little crimbo anecdote for you. No, I did end up once in a pedo's house when I was like 14.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I was looking for a job in Greenwich, right. And just a Saturday job. Mm. I was like 14. And I walked past the bus stop and there's this guy there and he whistled me. Anyway, it's such a long story, yeah. The hours. But anyway, he said he had a job for me in a warehouse for like 80 quid a day. And I went home and I told my mum, oh, this guy's got, and she was like, oh, that's good. I'm going to meet him now. He said, wear red underwear.
And bring a bottle of whiskey. Yeah.
And yeah. Bring my sister. But then I met up with him and we walked all the way to his flat and to this tower block. And he's telling me about the job, but he seemed a bit odd, you know what I mean? And I remember walking through the swing park to his big council block and there was all kids playing there. They were looking at me like they might have known him. He was a pedo, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was in his flat for about an hour or two.
Right.
And nothing happened, thank God. But
just you?
Just me. And there was all these other kind of, there was a couple of other guys in. But we're sitting there waiting in his flat to get picked up to go to the job. And I'm just sitting there, and then some other kid a bit older than me came in and put a porn on. That's when I thought it was a bit weird.
Oh, my God.
And I ended up escaping and running off.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, when I was about six, I did I made a camera out of paper and drew little photos, like porn photos, and pretended to take photos. And the girl was Pauline Pinkney, her name was. She was showing me off, Annie, in class.
Bonding.
Can we delete that? I just remembered that, though.
Do you want me to take that out?
Nah, it's all right.
Yeah.
Tag her in, mate. I want round two.
I actually have never been molested.
Really?
Yeah.
But I've got that energy.
Yeah. Especially
that's surprising.
I'm also breaking the mould as one of the first OnlyFans girls to not be molested.
That's your
in
niche.
My childhood. Yeah. But my dad was molested.
Oh, was he?
His story.
By you. That's the plot twist. Yeah. But I did molest my parents when I was a kid.
There's this place in Hemel Hempstead called Jarman Park. Shout out Jarman Park.
Jarman Park.
It's like a cinema and like a, because I'm from Hertfordshire, I'm from the home counties. Just thought I'd slip that in there. And
that ain't a flex, by the way.
It is. And he said that this guy, when he came out of the cinema, this guy went, excuse me, would you, I've got a son and I bought some swimming trunks.
You 69 him? Say that again.
No, he went, excuse me, to my dad, I bought some swimming trunks.
How old was your dad?
I think he was like 12.
Okay.
Or 13 or something. He's like, I've got some swimming trunks for my son.
What an angle.
Would you try them on for me so I know if they fit right?
That's quite a high level pedo chat up line, isn't
it? Yeah, and he asked him to try it on in the bathroom for him. And I think he tried to touch him and my dad ran out and was like, and then told the like guy behind the counter, and the guy behind the counter was like, he didn't realise it was weird, and then the guy behind the counter was like, and like ran after him or something. But I don't know if he was caught. But
I remember once I was walking down the street in Greenwich and some guy approached. I mean, I did it a lot as a kid, actually. I had a few run-ins with pedos. We had a pedo's neighbour that showed me his dick once.
Whoa.
And his wife's boobs.
Oh, my God. Lucky you.
Yeah. not flexing that. Like, no, I was walking down the street and I don't know, I was waiting for my mates or whatever, and some guy come up to me and he said he's written a book and he needs a kid's photo for the back of the book. And he said I look like the guy. Yeah. I look just like the kid the book's about.
Paedophiles are so elaborate.
Oh my God. And so I went around the corner and he's taking, I always remember the sun was like really in my, and he told me to look up and he's taking, he had a proper, it was a proper like photographer. Right. And he was taking pictures of me and I'm like, yeah, mate, I'm going to be in a book. And then my mates come walking around the corner and then he kind of packed his stuff and he was gone, the guy. And it was like, we never thought it was weird though at the time. It was only like, it was only like in the last 2 years I thought that guy was a nonce.
Yeah, there was a few nonces at my school, but I was never one of the chosen ones. Who is your top pedo? Like, if you think, if you were to think, not like who you admire, but like if
we could admire.
But if you were to, if someone said pedo, like who's the number one pedo? I think
Myra Hindley was quite. Like hot, wasn't she?
Breaking the mold, female pedo.
Yeah, like blonde, like Marilyn-esque. Yeah, but she murdered them. It's quite bad, isn't it? But I think that's Ian Brady mainly, isn't it? Rose West in her day was quite pretty.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking which pedo would you fuck.
I was more just
thinking like when you think pedo, I'm like, who do I think of? You see, I'm a bit artsy, so I'd maybe
Roman Polanski.
or maybe I think of like, you know, them like French postmodern philosophers, like,
yeah, I know all of them,
like Nancy, Jean-Paul Baguette or something.
I think back in the day they were all Nancy, weren't they?
They really were
the rock stars. Bowie, they were
so Nancy.
Yeah, it's weird, man.
Yeah, there was a thing in the 70s called baby groupies. And Bowie and the likes of, like, allegedly all those big 70s rock stars, all the groupies that came backstage, there was like a little phenomenon known as baby groupies, and they were like 12 up.
Like Elvis was with Priscilla when she was 14.
Yeah. Now the top groomers are like YouTubers.
But are they?
Yeah.
What, like the big YouTube kids?
Yeah. There's always YouTube. There's always people coming out of stories, YouTubers like messaging their underage fans on Snapchat and things like that.
Yeah. Whoops.
Does TBI have a big underage audience?
Yeah, that's our biggest audience.
Who do you think your audience is on your podcast?
About 25 to 50 years old. Quite a big demographic, yeah.
Men or women?
It's a split, actually. It's quite a good split, like almost half. Yeah,
mine is, I think, 95% men.
Do you get women into it as well then?
Into what?
I'm thinking of your OnlyFans, but you mean your podcast?
Yeah. I think I've maybe had like one or two women subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Is there a crossover with your podcast and OnlyFans? I'd imagine so.
Like, is in audience.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. But then I do have some people that follow me and they don't even realise I do OnlyFans.
That must be like nice for them though. They can watch your podcast, get to know you, fancy you, and then they're like, she's got an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I could go and watch a porn.
Isn't that nice, guys? Nice to me?
It's like, you know, someone being in watching This Morning every day and then they can watch Holly get banged.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. That's so sweet. I never thought about it like that. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, like they can get to know you.
Yeah.
They don't really have that access, I guess, to get to know them OnlyFans girls.
God, I love the world we live in.
I know.
I love that that's a thing that can happen. But yeah. This is the longest running podcast in the world, and it's the longest running podcast in the world for a reason. I am the most dedicated podcaster that has ever lived, and I am so grateful for your guys' support. But if you want to support me further, you can now sponsor the Ramblings of a Narcissist for just £4 a month. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow and you will find episodes that are more personal, more unhinged than anything we can post on YouTube, as well as early access to YouTube episodes and also extended cuts. We can say things there that we cannot say here, you know, all just kind of things that might get me cancelled. Because if you don't know, there are a lot of people that don't want to see me succeed, because I am, of course, the most powerful podcaster in the world. So go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow and support me for just £4 a month. I couldn't do this without you guys. Thank you.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's Christmas.
It is. I'm getting the vibe now, are you?
Yeah. I had to buy some Christmassy stuff yesterday.
What kind of stuff?
Well, that you're wearing.
Oh, this? Yeah.
Well, sorry. I mean, you did arrive wearing that.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you sent
me the money for it.
Yeah. I was like, you're not allowed to come on the podcast unless you go out and buy this.
You have to walk all the way here with that one.
So I bought those. So I was feeling a bit... I kind of hate Christmas, but I'm feeling a little bit more Christmassy. But what's the worst Christmas you've ever had?
I was in prison for Christmas once.
No.
Yeah, in Belmarsh.
What did you do?
Drink driving. But that was like in 2001.
Cry.
When
you were 35?
No, I was about 7.
Right.
So that was the worst Christmas.
God.
It was a little adventure, to be honest.
What did they give you to eat?
We were allowed out of our cell for 2 hours instead of 1 hour.
Wow.
But I didn't want to be out of my cell because they were arguing. This mad skinhead was arguing with these other, like, they were rough as fuck, man.
Oh.
Over, like, it was funny, they were arguing over, like Mary Poppins. One of them wanted that on, someone wanted something else on, and
no.
I'm just sitting there, like, but,
I always think if I went to prison, it'd be for something noble.
Like what?
Protesting.
Yeah. What would you protest? Like, the age of consent lowered.
I'd be a hunt saboteur.
Yeah.
Except I would sabotage those pedo hunting gangs.
Are they pedos?
No,
oh.
help the pedos get away.
Yeah. Sabotage the grassing kids. Snitches end up in ditches.
Yeah, I tried to talk about Christmas, but it's gone back to pedoing. But to be fair,
I think that's my
Christmas is
my energy.
Christmas is a time for pedoing.
Is it because of Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah,
imagine if there was like allegations against Santa.
That'd be fucking be disastrous, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised though, like Rolf Harris has gone, Savile. All of the
Rolf
legends.
Harris was genuinely the most upsetting one.
It was a weird one for me as well. And then when you look back you're like, oh yeah, of course he was a narcissist.
Yeah.
Obviously. But it is sad.
I mean, Greg Wallace, not a nonce, but he's obviously been in...
Yeah, I didn't know who he was before this, so...
Oh.
I started to watch his stuff.
I like him.
It was like when R. Kelly got done. I started to listen to his music, like, just because I was curious.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this guy's a genius. I didn't know how good he was. Like, he's like Prince, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, he's put it on my radar.
Yeah. I got in some hot water on Twitter the other day.
Why?
Well, not really.
Saying
but...
free R. Kelly.
No, someone accused me of starting the Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall comes in hair rumour. Have you ever heard that rumour?
No, what's the rumour?
Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall allegedly comes in women's hair.
I think
hair.
You're saying his name wrong, aren't you? Is that right? Whittingstall. I thought it was Whittington. No.
No, that's Dick Whittington.
Oh, that's the other guy, isn't it?
And I clipped it. I also said... Me and Guess talking about, I also heard another rumour that Gordon Ramsay fucks Ross Kemp, right? Have you heard that one?
No, but you started it or you actually heard that?
I actually heard it and he had heard it as well, my guest, right?
Really?
And, yeah. I've heard it from other people. But someone, when the Greg Wallace stuff came out, someone tweeted, oh, Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall shouldn't mention anything about this because we all know about the hair rumour. And then someone, some journalist, commented underneath being like, oh, this is all started by this, by me. But I posted the clip.
That's good.
I posted the clip a few days ago. And if you search Twitter, the rumours have been around for like years. Like, if you just search Hugh, come and her.
Why would that journalist, like, they're just jealous that they didn't have the story, I guess.
Yeah, he was just a weird, like...
What do they care? Journalists are weird, aren't they?
Yeah, he blocked me. And I was like... I think he's like one of them weird independent... Like, not for the independent, but like, just does his own journalism for a paper.
Why would he get a bee in his bonnet?
Probably fancies me.
Probably.
I have that. Like, if anyone's ever rude to me, it's probably because they fancy
God,
me.
God, they just can't have me.
Yeah.
Same, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, it happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
But, talking about audiences, right?
We are
the audience of life. But also...
Or is life our audience?
Oh, wow.
For blowing your mind. For blowing your PhD mind.
Whoa. God. My audience is horny and autistic, and they have a lot of problems that need answering.
Let's deal with
some
problems.
So we are going to answer some of their problems now.
I'm really good at problems. I will give them solutions, okay, but they great. Have to take the advice or don't come back with the same problem. That's the only rule.
Okay, right. Yeah? Okay. And if they don't, I also think if they don't fix the problem, they should kill themselves, obviously.
I think that's a solution. That's my solution to all of their problems. But
FYI, prefacing this, kill yourself. Right. Yeah.
So the first one is going to set the tone, Julian. Right. He doesn't ask for advice, but I guess he's asking for advice.
Yeah, we're going to give him it. Kill yourself.
So he's in a relationship with his mother-in-law.
He wants
to stop, but the sex is just too good.
Don't stop. Why does he want to stop?
That's all he said. I don't know.
So does his dad know? There's a few questions. We need to get there's these always, people yeah,
I know. In. There's never enough information.
They always lack context.
I need to find a way that they can give me more information. But I also worry whether my audience can type that
interact.
Much.
Can speak.
So he's fucking his mother-in-law.
So that his mother... Oh, that's his girlfriend's mum.
Yeah.
I mean... That's a hot fantasy in a lot of guys' brains. Not myself, but...
I actually saw a video the other day. I think it was a comedian. And he was doing a bit for YouTube where he was making out with his ex-girlfriend's mums in front of them.
Oh, yeah.
But the weirdest part was he was very, very unattractive and his ex-girlfriends were quite attractive. And I was like, what the fuck?
That's got to be a fake, isn't it?
I don't know, it kind of seemed real, and I've got quite a good eye for if things are fake.
The mums were game then, obviously.
Yeah. I guess, I mean, they'd broken up, so I guess they were kind of free.
I mean,
why not? Me and my mum often date the same men.
Have you ever slept with the same men?
No.
Just your dad? Have you ever slept with your dad? Not really. You've never dated the same man, or you have?
No, never.
Ah, would you?
No.
Your mum's not single, is she?
She is.
How old is she?
She's 60.
You need to get her in the OnlyFans.
I know.
Would she do it?
You know.
Is she frigid?
Yeah. Pretty much. I would say, Mum, for fuck's sake, just get your baps out. Like, you know.
She's got a good bod.
Like the average 60-something-year-old woman's bod.
There's definitely an audience.
I think
for
she's
it.
Got quite perky breasts because I inherited those. Yep.
Any advice for
what
her?
Kind of penis would she have, do you think?
I think she would have a very... I think she'd have an average-sized one with a long foreskin.
What, like a long droopy one, like an anteater?
Yeah. Pretty much. What do you think penis your mum would have?
Oh, a cute little old one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it can't get in the way of doing the pistol squats.
No.
Yeah, it's got to be quite small.
Yeah.
So do we have any advice for our guy
here? Oh yeah, so you want to
Dude, just keep slamming it, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Keep tapping that one. Yeah. I'm living through you vicariously, G. Yeah. Nah, I mean, yeah.
Probably not.
It's not going to end well.
I also don't feel like it's real, but
nah.
Yeah.
It won't end well, though, will it? If it is real, which it isn't real. Kill yourself. That's okay. A solution to all problems.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so somebody says, I want to do a DNA test for my three kids. Sorry, for two of my three kids. I know my ex-wife had an affair. Kids are older and I don't want to upset them. How do I go about testing them? They're 14 and 16.
Ooh,
get their get their toothbrush.
But does he then, if they're not his, does he tell them?
No. Mm. No. Maybe on his deathbed.
Yeah.
But there's no, I wouldn't take it personally. I wouldn't do the test. Because if you find out they're not yours, are you going to look at them differently? Are you going to love them less? I don't know. I don't think you, I think once you love them, that's it, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
You know, if I found out my kids.
Do you love your kids?
I mean, love's a strong word. No, but if I found out, like, they weren't mine, I'd still love them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't imagine not.
Yeah. I mean, we love pets when we adopt them. And
yeah.
They're not ours. We didn't give birth to them.
True. I didn't give birth to my kids.
True.
Have you ever been pregnant?
No. I'm going to get pregnant, though.
What, just to get rid of it?
No, I aim to pop a few sprogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you're 30?
Yeah.
You got ages.
Do you think?
Yeah, it's young.
I've got, like...
I had kids at 18.
So I watched one of your bits. I've researched on your stand-up.
Yeah, you're a big fan. Yeah, yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
Don't have to play it down.
You got... Whoa.
So
was that on purpose?
No, actually.
That's crazy.
Yeah, none of them are on purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
God, what's that like being a dad at 18?
It forced me to grow up, really, because I was a little delinquent 18-year-old.
Yeah, which is funny because you're probably the most immature person I've had on this podcast.
I'm going to walk.
The most immature and oldest.
Yeah. Don't know if I like either of those.
Yeah. No, you're not the oldest. We did have that guy. He was definitely older. I think he was like 42.
He's probably dead now.
He was like 50 something.
He's probably dead now, eh?
Maybe.
And how old is your dad?
He is almost 70.
Okay. So he's a bit older than your mum.
He's 7 years older than my mum.
When did they split up? I'm sure I've asked you that before. I don't know why I'm really interested.
They divorced, I think, when I was like 14, but they've been separated for a few years before them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why did they fall out of love? Because of you?
Yes. But also, I think my mum is a little bit... asexual.
Oh, she likes a bit of how do you know that?
No, she's like, she likes...
Oh,
like,
asexual. She, yeah, that's like
she's like a bit like
dead inside.
Yeah, I think when it comes to men.
But we all want our mums to be like that, don't we?
But I think she, because she has...
I mean, it's unlikely that you'd see her at her horniest.
Yeah.
It'd be weirder if you thought she's got a mad high sex drive.
She hasn't been in a relationship since they divorced.
Is she happy?
Yeah.
Do you see her a lot?
I talk to her a lot. I talk to her like probably every other day.
What, just phone calls? Video calls?
Phone calls.
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
She sometimes comments. Do you do live ones?
What, an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
And
you get the comments, come up, do this, do that.
No, you can do live streams on there, which I have done, but I don't really enjoy them because I used to do webcamming and I would find it really boring. And so,
in what way? But aren't they banging money in in real time?
No.
So they just pay for an hour.
No, you're not getting paid most of the time.
Why would you do that then?
Because you're waiting to get paid.
So you're doing the live webcamming to kind of steer them towards OnlyFans?
No, so it's not a good business model. Right, so you're like on the webcam site, so you're getting, they tip you to do certain things. So you do things, but you're also still sat there waiting to get paid to do certain things.
So you're just sitting there waiting for someone to come on.
Yeah, to pay you.
And you sort of say, I'm live now on your Insta or whatever, you'll tell them.
Yeah, that's what I used to do, yeah. But also you get the traffic from like the site in general. So people are on there.
What is it like, Babe Station?
Chatterbait I was on.
Chatterbait.
Chatterbait, yeah.
Get on there, guys.
Heard of it?
No, I haven't. I've heard of OnlyFans, obviously.
Yeah.
And Adult Works is one, isn't it?
Yeah. That's more where you do like, so it's not like public webcamming, so it's more like you like a pre-arrange a video call.
What, Adult Works? Okay. Yeah. And you can also get prostitutes on there.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want me to get you on now?
Is that all right? Could we get a prostitute in the break?
Yeah, I think so.
I bet there's a few local ones.
I would be interested to see. Are you horny and bored and feel like you want to chat to me? Maybe you want to send me your inner monologue or maybe just a picture of your knob? Then go to catbaker.co.uk where you will find my premium explicit subscription sites. I have my OnlyFans and then I have my Admire Me VIP. The Admire Me is a little bit more kink friendly, so go there if you've got certain needs. But I also have my Admire Me premium shop where you can buy videos without a subscription. But for just one small monthly fee, you can chat to me and see all my explicit content. So go to catbaker.co.uk and have a happy time fapping. Are you able to search on Adult Work where the nearest prostitute is and how much it's for?
It comes up as me.
In that headband.
Pooley and Dean does A-levels. Only A-levels. Nothing else. Sometimes dumps on your chest. Tip.
We were looking at profiles the other day in another episode, and there was a girl and she was doing like, she did everything, like anything you wanted she would do.
I mean, what's like, the most extreme thing you were surprised that she'd do?
Just like lots
shitting
of
on
sex
a glass table
condoms.
Or something. Sex without condoms is,
yeah, which is quite,
it's risky for a girl.
Yeah, in a
boy
prostitute. Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't do a live STD test, or no. They might have AIDS.
Yeah, literally.
Or I'm sure there's worse things than AIDS as well. AIDS is kind of manageable now, isn't it?
I reckon, like, the worst is herpes.
But isn't that curable?
No.
It isn't?
No.
Herpes is like waltz, is it?
Yeah, but you get a flare-up, and then I think it makes you, like, feel ill as well.
Oh, God.
And you have it for
that.
Life.
I'm so glad I'm
don't have
a virgin.
The so Virgin Mary that...
So glad I've not got herpes.
Yeah.
Well, this is cute.
Yeah, do you like...
They're a nice couple, weren't they?
Yeah, whatever happened, you know? I wonder what happened to Brittany.
I'm on her Instagram, actually.
Yeah, they are. She is...
She makes
you think maybe she should have been under that... sectioning or whatever it was, conservatorship.
She's only dancing, I guess. It's just a bit us. Where they've got so much money and like power and yes men around them, they just go off on one, don't
they?
I mean, he's off his head as well now, isn't he?
Oh yeah, he got done for drug driving.
He looked a bit druggy.
Have you found one?
I mean, your internet is really slow, but I've just found you go into Adult Work and then go local. And then you click...
It logs in automatically when it goes.
And then you click London.
Hey, you're back.
10% discount.
A-levels again at 9 a.m. Pegging at 10 again.
And then
you ever pegged anyone?
No, I haven't. And do you know why?
Would you? Not really.
I peg a woman, not a man. Because men don't clean their bums. And there'd be shit everywhere.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Anyway,
I think a mate of mine. Sorry, sorry. I was just going to say a mate of mine was a real addict, and he.
What, pegging addict?
Well, no, just like drink and drugs and all that. And he had a divorce, and he was in a bad way, and he spent about 120 grand of the house money on prostitutes. He was getting like three at a time. With like, he'd do like eight Viagras, cocaine.
Oh my
one god. Of them would be pegging him, and it was just like debauchery, man.
Oh my god! And that guy is Carl Donnelly.
That guy is Carl. That guy is me. I'm my own mate.
I think that, so. There's so many escorts in London that they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Like you go local.
Oh my god, and then... that's disgusting. Where exactly? I want to avoid these areas.
Honestly,
that's you go vile. No, where
you go local and then you click London and you go Barking, Dagenham, Bexley, Camden, Croydon, Barnet, Brent, City of London,
on Ealing, this chair. Barnet,
honestly, and you know we don't want to reveal where we are in London, but I think to say it's a safe bet in they're just they're everywhere.
Yeah.
We're in Knightsbridge.
We're in Chelsea.
There's a lot, yeah. I mean, it's a good business, isn't it, for people?
Mm. I'd imagine different parts of London may have different calibre.
I do fear that, not fear, I don't care, but like I do think that it is a bit soul-destroying for the women, do you think?
It depends.
So is a lot of things, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I found working in adult social care soul-destroying.
What were you doing in there?
Like caring
just
for like...
hand jobs.
Yeah. I was like, I'd give mental people their meds and like support them and stuff.
Would you ever give an old guy with a terminal disease a hand job? I think that's the kindest thing that a nurse could do.
Do you know what? My brother was a personal assistant
for... You gave him one? He was ill once. Yeah, he had COVID.
He was a personal assistant for a very severely physically disabled like young guy like in his 20s, and he apparently was a massive bastard as well.
What, the disabled guy? He's got a past,
and I think he was like, I think he might be dead now, but he like my brother had to, there was an awkward thing where
peg him,
he had to like help him get in a position where he could wank, like
okay.
Like, sort of prop him up.
Oh, but well, that's a nice...
Yeah.
We need people to do those jobs.
I can't remember if he asked my brother to wank him off or not. I can't remember.
Okay.
But there was... Maybe but apparently he, him. Like, sexually harassed a female carer that would come
Was she
around.
Intimidated or, like, she's not because he's kind of can't move or
I guess. But there is a lot of... Like, I remember during, like, when I worked in that social, there was a lot of debate. Like, they kind of made it illegal for you to be able to, like, procure prostitutes for clients.
Oh, if it's their money. Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah, which, yeah, so it is a big thing. Big thing. I also saw a video the other day, like, there's this man who, and he had a disabled son, and there was a, it was on YouTube, and they were debating whether it was ethical or not, but like where they lived, there was no support, and the son really wants to be wanked off, so the dad
by
would
his
wank
dad.
Him off.
The dad wanked him off.
Would wank him off, but there was
oh
like,
my god!
But there was like a debate of if it's like, is this all right?
I mean,
he can't afford or manage to get a sex worker to do it for him.
I mean, how desperate must you be to come? To have your dad's hand on your dick.
Yeah, and dad.
I would
didn't
never
like
be
doing
in that
it.
Place.
Yeah, I mean, he's like mentally.
I mean, my dad died anyway, so it'd be weirder, wouldn't it? Some dead hand.
Cold dead hand.
My dad's
down
dead
to
hand.
Graveyard.
What are you doing, Julian? Just putting flowers down. Nothing. My dad's dead hand wanking me. Imagine after you come, how like low you'd feel.
Yeah.
How much would you hate yourself?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I mean, necrophiliacs, they even feel something. You know.
Necrophiliacs.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. That guy got done, didn't he? Years ago, he slept with like hundreds of them. He worked in like one of their morgue places.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is like.
I mean, you know, that if the bodies are dead. You should
recycling.
Be able to. You should be able to donate your body to necrophilia.
Yeah,
a donor card.
Yeah, you can donate it, like your organs. So you should be able to
just donate just your vagina.
Yeah, would it? And it make. Yeah, it might stop them from doing.
Just get it delivered. A little vagina delivered.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
little
they have
dead one.
I mean, you can get like silicone ones.
You can get fleshlights. Which apparently feel a bit like doing it with a dead body, a fleshlight.
No, but you know the ones that porn stars do? It's like an ass and the top of thighs and a vagina.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. They're disgusting. Where do you get them?
You can get them on Amazon.
Oh, you can get them locally.
Yeah.
Get them in Poundland.
I was in Soho like 2 days ago and I was in some of the sex shops and yeah, you can get some pretty crazy stuff in there.
Are you two partners?
No, he's my producer.
Oh,
this is strictly a work thing.
Yeah, no, I don't have a partner.
I mean, I said no many times.
Yeah, I'm very sexually aggressive.
I bet. Yeah. Are you all right, man?
Yeah. Luckily, she pays well.
He asked me for Angela when I walked in. It's only just twigged. Sorry, man. I didn't have his back. I'm like, no, shape with me, bro.
Can I say the Angela thing? Can anyone ask for that anymore? Because everyone knows what Angela, like.
I'm sure the rapey guys know exactly who Angela is. Like, yeah. You fucking asking for Angela?
Yeah, in America it's something else. I can't remember.
Wait, what?
Oh, it's an angel shot in America. You go up to a bar and you ask for an angel shot.
But look, if I was a bartender and a woman came up to me alone and just went, my date's been really weird, can you help?
You'd have the guys back with you.
No, but that should be enough.
Angela's not here!
That should be enough. You shouldn't have to
have your soldiers back, you know what I mean? They should be on the front line, man down.
There doesn't need to be a code. You can just be like, my guy's being a creep, help me.
Yeah, they can't.
I know, why is there a code? Because not everyone's going to get there. Just say, the guy's being a creep, can you get security? Can I have a half a pot? You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, because you can't. And also, like, he's.
How common is that anyway?
Yeah.
If you're in public, surely you could just stand there and scream.
Yeah. Yeah, because the thing is like...
Shut up, babe. Can you sort your bird out, mate?
Yeah.
I've got misophonia. Fucking screaming. I can't get a boner.
But, like, yeah, because on the poster, the Angela poster, it's like... Are you on a date that's going badly? But it's like the people who are creepy are the ones who like are the ones who come up to you in the bar and you're not on a date with, and those you just say fuck off.
You're
like, if you're on a date with a creepy date, just be like, I don't want to be on this date anymore.
Have you ever been intimidated by a guy when you're out on that? What's the worst time that you felt like?
Oh, I had a guy
a bit scared.
Oh, the scariest thing I had.
Apart
was
from
like,
now.
Yeah. A guy when I lived in Brighton, I was sat on my own at a bus stop, and my phone had died.
Oh,
and I was
shit.
Trying to wait, and I was waiting for my friends, and they were running really late.
He had a result, didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't even know your phone
he
was
came
dead.
Up to me, and he started wanking in front of me.
Okay.
And
what
I,
was the problem?
You're
a bit prudish, aren't you?
Yeah, I should have just been like, you know.
All right, what, you a nun? Shut up and look at it, come.
No, believe it or not, that's... crime.
What's a crime, is it?
Yeah, and though guys who do that...
I've never done honestly. No, it's not my...
The guys who do that normally go on to rape people. So it's...
Ah, it's
like,
progressive.
You know the police officer who murdered that woman?
What was
Wayne
his name? Wayne Cousins.
He had done that like a few days before.
Okay.
But he was like... And I got up and I just went, fuck off! And he sort of ran off. But
that's good to do that.
But
he's probably not at his most violent if he's wanking either. Like, you could catch... He's probably,
yeah.
You know, I guess it's the shame they like.
Yeah, they like... Well, they... And it's... They like the seeing the fear and
yeah,
the shock.
Watching, yeah, and the attention. You can look at... You're looking at his dick.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I know the complete minds of these guys.
I've had guys flash me before, but it's been like... I've been with other people and it's like maybe in the daytime or something. Whereas because I was on my own and I was like, my phone had died.
And it was late at night.
Yeah, late at night.
And there was no one around.
No one around, yeah.
Fuck.
So that was when I was like,
ooh. Maybe keep your phone charged from now
on. Yeah.
And he just started wanking, did he?
Yeah.
When I was like a teenager, my girlfriend was on the way to mine and she got flashed. She turned up at mine like crying and stuff. Mm. And she was like, some guy just opened his jacket and like he was naked and then he shouted and ran. But she was like traumatised.
I remember when we were at school, there was like a flasher outside school and they had to have an assembly and be like, there's a flasher around, go walk home in groups.
So you can all have a look.
Yeah. So you can have a bigger audience. Popcorn.
Take some chairs and some popcorn.
Yeah.
You know, wrap up because it's colder.
Yeah, they were literally be like, here, let's give you a bigger crowd. Yeah. So,
Have you had a lot of boyfriends and stuff?
Not long-term relationships. I've dated a lot.
What's
and
the
had
longest?
A lot of situations. Well, there was sometimes like on and off like a year. Probably.
That's quite long.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched that Whatever podcast?
Yes.
Would you ever go on it?
Oh, so my friend, I have a friend in, well, I know.
That Andrew Wilson destroys though, doesn't he? Like, you wouldn't really want to debate
no,
the guy.
No,
he's a scumbag.
I had a friend ask me.
But
if
you
I,
can't win a debate.
But he is a horrible human being. I've seen clips and I just want to punch him.
Yeah, I had I have this friend in, who, I was out in Austin, Texas recently. And I have this friend there and she messaged me being like, do you want to, after I've just been, she was like, I've been invited to go on the Whatever podcast, do you want to do it? And I was like, she didn't do it in the end because I just heard horror stories. And then recently I worked with Ruby Hex, this other OnlyFans girl, and she went on and said they were awful. And she ended up getting blocked by them.
The guy who podcast it is, he seems a bit, I don't know if he's autistic himself, but he seems a bit, he's got a bee in his bonnet, isn't he?
Yeah,
like Andrew, you know, I don't like agree with him on like so many things. He's like a hard Christian.
Wait, so
he doesn't think women should vote on all that stuff.
I've only seen.
Are we live or not?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So we.
Right.
Sorry. This is boring for people.
No.
They probably all watch it.
I do watch it a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like actual full episodes?
I mean, they're fucking 8 hours.
Yeah.
No, I watch clips and
stuff. Yeah, she said they put you in a room for 8 hours with like no food or anything.
Yeah, there's a whole play.
They don't let
there's
you
definitely
out.
A whole play.
Or the fresh and fit one as well.
But there's definitely
they're
a play.
A bit harsh, aren't they, on it?
Yeah, there's definitely a play happening where they're like, you know, having you wait around, getting you angry, getting you like hungry, getting you like built up a bit first. It's disgusting.
I think if I ever went on, for me, I would just do like a troll thing. So I'd just go on.
But
they, and
if
then
they'd smell that though, they'd
feel
you
like,
out.
Well, I think I'd go and just do something and then walk out. But I wouldn't want to do it anyway. But
because I think a lot of people watching it are not on the girl sides.
No,
the big audience.
Oh, it's definitely the incel audience.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Because you see the comments coming in.
Yeah.
And they put like $200, $200. I'm like, who's doing that?
Are the only girls
watching them?
Do you know who it is?
Are they
it's men who are not spending money on women.
Yeah.
Incels.
Do you think it's the actual, like, it's not real as well? Like, when they ping, who's putting $200 into it?
They're a fucking weirdos who do that.
It's the only podcast. It's the
millionaires.
It's weird because I've noticed in a clip before that if someone pings in, like, money, that means they have to stop everything and read their comment.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'll just ignore the comment.
Whatever they're saying, they have to stop.
Yeah.
And an automated voice. It's quite funny sometimes, like people just put loads of Fs.
Yeah.
And like, it sounds like a garden sprinkler. You know what I mean? It's quite funny, but 200 quid to do that.
Yeah.
The
only guy, I saw, Lily Phillips, who's like the big creator in the UK at the moment, but I know she went on and she just proper like perved on them, like just like, and made them feel really uncomfortable, which I thought was quite funny.
But
like,
the thing
she
is,
just like chatted.
The thing is, they also have this, like, they probably know that the girls are coming on for promo, but they probably think to themselves, right, if this girl does something and walks out, we just won't air it, we won't show it, so she won't get the promo. So they have this power that they hold over the women. It's really horrible.
Yeah, it does seem like that.
Yeah. So it's like, no, it's just not
working. There was one where a girl, I can't even remember, I don't know if it was real or not, but she was like, not the main guy with the beard who is always there.
Andrew Wilson.
No, not the creep one, not the really dodgy one, the one that kind of seems half normal sometimes.
The one who hosts it.
Yeah, yeah, the one who hosts it.
I forget his name.
I forget, I've never,
I don't know any of
them,
and I don't know which one's which.
But she was like, I think you're really good looking. I think you're really great. I really like your vibe. Like, I would fuck you. I would sign an NDA right now and fuck you. Oh,
I've
promise
seen that.
You. And he's like, no. And she's really good looking. I'm like, what? Is that real? What's going on there?
But you would.
No, he just doesn't want to upset the incels.
It's weird.
He definitely would.
I think he's a bit
woman hating.
Oh, that's what my friend said. She said,
a woman hating podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. But when I first watched it, I thought it was the opposite, though. I thought it was kind of...
They have it set up in a weird way where it's like, look at these cool
girls.
Because
it's mainly girls.
Yes.
It's not too far away. Do you think?
Sorry. It's mainly girls and... Yeah.
It's a weird setup that you can easily look at it and go, oh, this is cool, championing OnlyFans girls. And then very quickly it takes a turn.
Yeah.
But bear in mind, the longest clip I've ever watched was like 6 minutes. So I've never watched a full episode.
I watch little clips, yeah. I don't know why. I just go through phases. I wouldn't go on it if I were you, though.
No, I don't want to. I would want to.
Yeah, it's hard to.
But if someone put a gun to my head and said, you got to go on there, I would just do something stupid and walk out.
I can almost guarantee that you'd end up going on it, you'd end up doing something silly, walking out, but they'd cut it and they wouldn't.
Yeah,
I think you'd feel crap afterwards, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you had an argument, they'd have the last word.
Yeah.
And then you'd just feel a bit like, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
It's not worth it, I don't think.
Instead, I just go on
if
the other...
If I was your manager, I'd say no.
Instead, I just went on the other top-hating woman podcast, TVI.
Yes. You got destroyed.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys are like, you woman, you're disgusting.
You're a hole.
Yeah.
You're just a hole.
That's
the worst thing you could call a woman, I think, isn't it? Just a hole.
Two holes. Well, three or four.
Many
five,
holes.
Ten. Yeah.
Is
now
it?
We are going to go into Patreon because I have something very juicy to tell you.
Tell me. You fancy me?
No. Luckily, I have eyes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was... I mean, if you thought that was weird, guys, that episode, I mean, truly disturbing... Wait till you see the Patreon. But before we do that...
It's going to get real.
Have you got anything you want to, like, plug to people?
Yeah, my podcast is with Carl Donnelly. It's called TVI.
Mm-hmm.
On social media, it's We Are TVI. Follow it.
Yeah. And have you got any messages you want to say to the world?
Yeah, Christ is King.
Good. Now, we are going to walk over to the Patreon episode.
I don't even know if he is King. Sorry.
We're walking to Patreon.